Did you, were you here for at the Nyanipa's talk? Or, yeah.
I'm not here.
You were here when he gave the talk, yeah, yeah. Giving his experience. Just...
Oh, no, we were here when he was mentioning that he was going.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I was wondering
how he made up.
I was thinking about him when it was raining.
Yes, yes, they got soaked. Totally, totally, completely soaked. Which is, yeah, it's part of the deal.
Mm-hmm. So there were two monks that went wandering.
Yeah, that was right at, when was that? That was in, that was a few weeks ago. So they got about, they got back about 10 days ago, maybe. And so, yeah, they were going to start in Fort Bragg, and they were going to walk up to a small road they had to over to Leggett. And as soon as they stayed at a layperson's house in Fort Bragg, and then she took them to a restaurant for a big breakfast and to send them off, and then they as soon as they left the restaurant, then it started dumping rain. And they kept walking, and they got really soaked that day, and then it was kept raining, but then during the night the wind picked up. It was these howling winds and rain, so they were totally soaked. And then they ended up scrapping their plan to continue along the coast. And then there's another road that goes out to Laytonville. They just get out off the coast and get into the hills a bit, where they're a bit more protected from the, at least from the wind. And so yeah, they got completely soaked, but they ended up, you know, doing okay. Somebody took them when they got to Laytonville. Somebody saw them and saw how soaked and what they were doing, and as monks and noble. So then they took them to a laundromat, and they were able to dry out all of their gear, and then pointed them out to sort of the bleachers in the sports field of Laytonville is protected from the rain. So they spent the night there.